Okay, this is Parak Gimel Hilchos Shchinim, and the Rambam here is taking up further halachos that do with Hezekiah, and partners who share a courtyard and responsibilities one after the other. So it says, "Kosel chatzar madam ben shnei shufin shenafal." So let's say there's a wall that separates between two partners, and let's say it falls down. Yishchol echa mishneim lako v'chaver v'nosa gova dal damos k'dishal yiru zevzeh. So each one can force the other to rebuild the wall until it's the height of dal damos. So again, to create situations of privacy. But nothing more than Arba Amos. Excuse me. Let's say one of them went ahead and builds the wall higher than 4 amos. Now let's say the other guy brings. Now since he sees this wall at 6 amos, he comes along and builds a wall that is 6 amos as well. So then he's got to pay. The partner's got to pay for the share of building the wall that extra height. Ketzas. So what's an example? So a guy of two partners, one guy builds a wall that's 10 amos high. So let's say the second guy comes along and he builds a wall, on the side to make his house. And he makes that wall 6 amos in height. So he's obligated to pay his share in the 2 amos that are added to the 4, right? Shemosif arba amos. She wrote to him because it's clear from what he's doing that he wants them. So let's say the guy went ahead and he carved out a place on the top of the wall to put like wooden boards, or he put like a beam that was nailed in permanently. In such a case, so he has to go ahead and pay the share of the 6 amos that his again the 6 additional amos. That the guy next door built on the Abramos, even though he didn't build the entire wall, because it's clear from the way he's building his thing, he wants it to be that height of 10 Amos. Let's say the situation is one of the partners builds a wall that's 4 Amos high, that separates the two properties, and he says that, and he says to the other partner, pay me for the share of building the wall. The guy says, no, I paid my share already. Right, we assume the guy did pay a share, v'nishba heses, and he makes a shvuas heses, shenason, that he gave it, v'niftar, and he's exempt, achyavi raya tvesh lo nason, until the claimant comes along and proves the guy didn't pay for it. Avim balitva osolitin chalko, but let's say one partner demands of the other that he pays his share for the portion of the wall, behotzas shar goba, for the additional part, right, shahosiv arbamos, on top of the arbamos, neshesamach lo o kenegdo, right, v'amar nasati, right, and he says, no, I gave internet money. So in a case where he expects the partner to pay the additional amount, and the guy says he paid it. Yeah, Shimon says he paid it. Reuben can take him to court. Rather, he goes ahead and makes a shvua. So Nasanol, they didn't give it to him. And then he can take him from the other guy from Shimon. Until Shimon brings a proof that he actually gave this money to pay for that extra building to Reuben. Let's say a person has a destroyed area among many destroyed areas belonging to, let's say Reuben has it belonging to Shimon. What do you call it? The Amon Chaviro. Shimon gets up there. The Gadar Ruach Bishona Shnei Yashlishi Sach Nimsas Chor Vazu Mishlosh Ruchosea Gedura. So what happens? Shimon comes along and he puts dividers up on, let's say, the north, east, and west sides of this ruined area. So then, what do you call it? The Shimon doesn't get Reuben to pay. Can't get Reuben to pay any of this. Shari Laholo because there's a benefit in Vehor Vasa Psuchol Shus Ram Kishaisa. Because since it's not covered completely or surrounded completely, it's still been Shus Ram. It doesn't help him. Lefikaf therefore in Gadar Ruach Harvias. Geder, right? But let's say the builder encloses the four side, and now the ruined area is completely partitioned away. He's not going to pay. He has to, what do you call, pay half the cost. That he paid for the 4 sides up to 4 amos each one. As long as the place of the wall belongs to both people, both Reuben and Shimon. Let's say the builder constructs the wall on his own property. Right? So then he says that you don't really push him to pay except for a very small amount. As the way the courts will justify, because he does not really have the right to use the walls. Right? So too, the property was enclosed himself, right? That he did. That now he encloses himself in by the fourth wall. Then it exposes what he's thinking. Then he's got to be half the cost of the other 3 sides. If the walls belong to both of them. So too. Shnei batim zeh betzad zeh, two houses, what do you call it, that are next to each other. The vayu gogin asuyan ladira, and the wall, excuse me, the roofs are what do you call made to be lived upon. I feel or whatever resided upon. I feel how you the shnei rabim, even if they were what do you call it, to the sides of a public domain. Gago. Each one makes a half a fence or a guardrail for the place where he lives. As long as they're what do you call it, they're not what do you call it, next to each other. Notice they should extend beyond the middle point, and so this way they can't see each other when they go on the roof. So now, even though people in the public domain can see the people on the roof, Yachol kol echad lomo lachaver, each one can tell the other, Elu ein ro no see. They're gonna say, oh, they can see me elo biyom be'esh amod al gagi. They can only see me during the day when I stand on my roof. That's a ro osi tamid. However, you can see me always, and that's the reason why you can demand to have that partition on the roof built. Let's say a roof is close to a person's courtyard. Oso maka gavar ramos. He has to make a fence 4 amos high. Ala bein gag lagag. But if it's one roof between one roof and another, mishar gagan and a zakel gar ramos. So then there's no idea of building it for amos. Ain't any other dar magagos because people don't really live on roofs. So vikach heim magagos hezagria. Therefore, technically speaking, on roofs there is no idea of true hezagria. Aval tzarich lasos mechitza bein shnei gagan gavoa asar tochim. Nonetheless, he has to make a partition between the two roofs at least 10 tefachim high. Kadesh yitpos oso kiganov im nichnas rishuso, because he has to do it. So what do you call it? So that if one enters, let's say, the other person's property, it's clear since he has to climb over that wall that he is a thief. Let's say you have two courtyards, one is on top of the other. Lo yomer elyon harini bonem mikenegdi ve'ola. So the owner can't say, I'm going to build from my level and up. Ela bonem shneim milmata. Rather, both of them must share in the building from below, the ola and up. Ubona elyon levado, and then the guy builds on top alone. Mikenegdo mala from his point up. V'maisa chatzira lamala migagol shel chavera. Let's say his courtyard is higher than the roof of his fellow Jew. Ena elyon zachol tachan klal. The owner of the higher property doesn't have to be concerned at all about the guy in the chatzar. Halachas mishaya koslo samach ginas chavera. Let's say a wall that belongs to one person is next to a garden. Let's say Reuven's wall is next to Shimon's garden, Vinafal, and it falls down. Kovnoso lifnos, what do you call it, avano. So Reuven is forced to collect all the rocks. Amelo, what do you call it, if he says, if the owner of the wall, Reuven says to him, Yucha, right, that it came to you, Harehen the obviously yours, Ein Shamlo, we don't listen to Reuven. Rimratzavahen Balagina. Now, if the owner of the garden wants them, Amelo Hain, he says, yeah, Impina Osam Kana. So if he takes the rocks, he acquires them, Vinel Achzer, boy, can go back on the deal. And even if he tells the owner, listen, here's the money for your cost, let me take the stones, ain't shamlo, most of them. Aval im lo pina, right? But if he didn't, what do you call it? The owner did not remove the stones. Lo kana, there's no kinyan. El shalo amrlo elo dachoso, because we assume the Reuven made the wall only, excuse me, made that statement only to push off, so to speak, what do you call it, taking the rocks back. Let's say there are five garners that get their water from one spring. Meniskalka hamayan, right? And let's say the spring becomes broken. Kula mataknos imaliyono. All the owners must share in the repairs made by the owner of the, let's say, first of the five garners. Nimsis tachtona metakenes and kulan metaknets asma. Thus, the owner who owns the fifth garden, he shares in the repairs by all the others. Okay. Varishona ino metakenes imashniyav lo meshniyav lamata. Right. However, the owner of the first garden does not share in the repairs of the second, nor in any of those past the first one. So too, five courtyards shared by different people that pour water, sewage water, into one, let's say, cistern. Habiv, and that cistern gets damaged. Kulam kulon. Right. So again, everyone's hired to share in the repairs of the lower one. All right. And then what do you call it? The ones who live in the higher courtyard must share in all them, but does not make any repairs to his by himself. And again, the guy at the bottom doesn't make repairs to the guy, the second one, or for the second one and above. So people with properties that are next to river, so they go ahead and they irrigate. When they irrigate, they do it in order. Let's say one of the owners desires to block up the water, so this way the water goes to his property first, and then afterwards he's only going to open it. The right? So let's say the other guy wants the river to stay open. So basically, whoever overcomes the other wins. when a cistern is close to an area where there's like a reservoir, so then it could be what do you call it, filled in a manner which it produces peace among people. That ends Parak Gimel, and we will continue with Parak Daled next time.